welcome once again to another edition of what I call American Exposé. I'm Chris Gerner. Bear with me on that one. I have a bill here. Let me see this bill. Okay, it's a bill for $3,410, and it needs to be paid off by the 25th, and that's for the shortwave. I understand the situation the network's come under. I don't think I'm at liberty to talk about it, but I understand their need for the money. I've done this research myself, people. I know what it takes to do a network. And so if you want it to continue, you have to cover that cost. I already do satellite and the Internet. I've been doing that for years. The shortwave is where I need it, according to you that's listening on shortwave. So that has to be taken care of by the 25th. And if I was John Stadmiller, I would be looking for someone to replace me that can pay for it. That's just the way the business is, people. I'm not taking this personal. There's no personality involved in this. It's just the way it is, listeners. I have these situations. You have your situations. We all have our situations. But to keep this going, you're going to have to cover this shortwave bill. And so take what I do very preciously as I continue to broadcast here for another couple of weeks. And we'll just hope for the best and hope that you'll support the shortwave. That is very, very important. We've got to get the message out to as many people as possible. And we have somebody that's anxious to give us some information. But here we see gas prices soaring in Oklahoma, people. It's $2.70 a gallon for the super unleaded, $2.48 a gallon for the unleaded. I'm sure you're experiencing your high gas price wherever you are. I can't imagine what the gas prices in California are. I'm sure they've reached the $3 crescendo by now in California. And it's a zoo in California. It's a third world country in California. I lived there all my life. I understand. It's the UN system in place in America. And that's what we talk about quite often. But here you have a scenario that could happen. A stock market crash, an artificial invasion from space that could be blamed on a real invasion from space, as Dr. Fred Bell was on one of these late night shows talking about the Greys and how he's met with the Greys, this and that. Well, there's a multi-million dollar project ready to accept the alien scenario. It's in Popular Mechanics. I have it right over here. Millions of dollars spent when ET arrives. Well, then you know that it's a scenario that's a created situation. Are they from outer space or are they from here? That's the question we all have to ask ourselves. But it'll be a scenario being brought on the American people that are stupid and dumb to accept it. They will accept this situation. The masses will accept it. The artificial invasion from space, the stock market crash, the terrorist attack, all sorts of different combinations all at once. To bring us to our knees, to where Henry Kissinger made that statement, today people would be outraged, and this is off the tip of my tongue, outraged if UN troops were on their corners when they woke up in the morning, but that someday they'll be grateful when UN troops are here. That could be a scenario coming up very soon, before I'm even off the air. We'll be back to continue the broadcast, bring this individual up that has these statements. Stay with us. I'm Chris Gerner. It's the 16th. The 16th of August, 2005. Okay, who do we have on the line here? Caller?
Oh, Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, and tell us about what your dilemma is and what you're worried about.
Okay, last week, George Norrie, for the first hour, had a couple of guys on who sounded very, very credible. You know, some of the people on the program are, you know, credible, and others are, you know, ass or so. These guys got on, I don't even remember their names, unfortunately. They predicted a terrorist threat or something going on Wednesday of this week, which obviously is tomorrow. And I would have blown this off, because you hear all kinds of things on the radio, you know, and some of you are credible and some you take with a grain of salt. And I would have taken this with a grain of salt, except today I get up and I look at the stock market station here, and the stock market is dropping like a brick. The NYSE Composite Index, which is an extremely broad index, more so than the Dow, is down something like 62 points as we speak, or thereabouts. And I have never seen the NYSE Composite that low in my memory. What usually happens before an incident like this takes place, this happened before 9/11 with the airline stocks. The people who are in the know, or the people who have planned it, just cannot resist making a buck off of this thing. So what they do is they sell stocks short. In other words, let's say I thought that the incident would involve ABC Airline. Okay, I go to my broker, with which I have a margin account, and I say, I want you to sell ABC Airline now at $45 a share. Next day, sure enough, an incident occurs involving ABC Airlines. The stock goes all the way down to $18 a share, hypothetically. So I sold it, what did I say, $45, $40 a share? All I have to do is buy the stock back at $18, because what the brokerage firm does is they are loaning you the stock because you don't own that many shares of this airline. You're borrowing the stock from the brokerage firm. They sell it, and you buy it back to replace it. And this could be possibly what is going on. I haven't seen the options market to see the put-call ratio. A put is an option to sell a certain stock within a certain period of time at a certain price. And if I hypothetically buy an option to sell ABC Airlines at, say, $45 a share, and the next day it goes down to $18, well, my option goes up significantly in price, and that's about as simply as I can put it. But what's really giving me the heads up today, like I said, is the severe drop in the stock market, especially the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ is doing worse than the Dow. But I don't know. I just thought I'd call and mention it. It may be something. It may be nothing.
Well, I appreciate your thoughts and concern. I mean, you know, we're all concerned about the scenarios being presented in front of us, aren't we?
Oh, sure. Now, before 9/11, there was a significant amount of short selling for United and American Airlines. And, I mean, if I were in charge of an intelligence office in this country, what I would do is I would subpoena the records of everybody who sold short that day. And if they weren't responsible, I would want to know how they knew the stock was going to drop that way. And I would probably throw them in the deepest, darkest hole in Leavenworth until they decided to tell me.
I understand.
If somebody really wanted to find out what was going on around here.
Yeah, well,
you know, but
they've
got
to bring us to our knees, don't they?
Oh, well, yeah, if there are people out there who watch the market, you usually see the market react before something really significant happens. And I'm just saying, oh, it may be nothing. It might be just, maybe I'm just paranoid.
Well,
but it seems kind of,
listen,
strange.
We have reason to be paranoid because of the circumstances that have happened in the past and what's been predicted in the future by them.
Yeah.
There's reason to be paranoid, so, you know.
Yeah, it could be, but reference your bill. If I hit the Florida lottery tomorrow night for $22 million, you won't have a thing to worry about.
Well,
not will
I. That would be nice. I'd appreciate that.
Okay.
I appreciate your call.
Oh, thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You know, we're frustrated. I mean, shoot, people, I've been frustrated for years. Why would we accept the fact that so many of our soldiers died in Korea and Vietnam, let alone the Second World War and the First World War? But here we have it going on again. Why would we accept this now? And, you know, then you've got the other side of the Hegelian dialectic, the Gold Star Families for Peace, I believe they're called, with their peace symbol. That peace symbol is satanic, according to many sources. You remember the Vietnam War. You remember, and people, it was never stop communism, it was stop the war. Well, communism's in place in Iraq. It's on our website. They've done the same thing in Iraq that they've done in Vietnam, listeners. They've instilled communism in Iraq. And we've never heard a word about it. The same thing happened in Vietnam. It was stop the war, stop the war. Never stop communism, as it's alive and well in Cuba today, as back then. So I've been frustrated all my life. And to lose this show doesn't frustrate me at all. It doesn't bother me at least in the least, because I'm fed up. I've had it. I know what I'm talking about. I connect the dots properly. I see what's happening, and for people to be upset right now, there's a reason to be. But it's Agenda 21. There's where the crux of the problem lies. Now, as more people become awake about Agenda 21, what's going to happen? Another scenario will come across our life to change our perspective, to change our dimensions, to change our directions. Think about the Second World War. If they really wanted to do the atomic bombs and do it properly, what would they do? They would delay Hiroshima. I mean, they would delay the invasion of Iwo Jima. They would delay the invasion of Okinawa. Until the atomic bomb was built, they would drop one atomic bomb on Iwo Jima. They would drop the other atomic bomb on Okinawa. And that would have set the stage for Japan to completely surrender. And that's what would have happened in the Second World War if I was in charge. Why not? Both those islands, Okinawa, Iwo Jima, very deep casualties on our side. Very deep casualties on their side. It didn't have to happen. Drop the atomic bomb. Our soldiers would never have had to go to Iwo Jima and Okinawa. And then the propaganda about the invasion of Japan that I see on the History Channel last night. People, we're being lied to now. Because we're embroiled in a UN system that most people have no clue about. They look at the United Way and they don't think it's part of the UN system. They hear fundraising drives regarding the United Way. Every year they do that in Oklahoma around Christmas time or the end of the year, and it's going to be coming up. It might be in the papers this week that I haven't looked at, that I have in front of me here. But this is the situation. People are not understanding the UN system in America today. And to accept the fact that we're going to send our troops over to the Middle East and Afghanistan after the rest of the world's been communized. And then you've got both sides of the Hegelian dialectic. You've got this mother, Cindy Sheehan, who I tried to get on last week, that wouldn't come on. They're playing this thing up with the press, which is the second side of the Hegelian dialectic. In the meantime, you have your local communities are implementing Agenda 21. It's going on at a great breakneck speed. Now, Larry sent me this document last week. You heard about it. We talked about it with, I believe it was Norm Davis. It's the initiative for the Echo 92 Earth Charter from the Cobden Clubs. And Larry just gave me a call before the show. I couldn't call you back. But I'll be in touch with Darren tonight to get it up on the website. Darren has his life. I can't intrude on his life. I wanted him to come on today, Darren Weeks. And he might even call in today. He might be listening, might not be listening. I don't know. I do know a circumstance that he had to take care of, and maybe he's taken care of it, maybe he hasn't. I don't know. But I think a lot of Darren and his information. And I think a lot of Larry, I think a lot of Vicky and her information that I have right in front of my eyes here, Vicky's information, which is quite revealing, your Earth Charter speech at the Rio Plus 5 Forum, March 18th, 1997, from the president of the Green Cross International, Mikhail Gorbachev. And I just kind of scroll down here, and it says, humankind needs the Earth Charter. And then I scroll down here, eradicate poverty, build our future. But this, according to Hansa Molina, is from the mouth of a butcher. Anza Molina's had experience in that part of the world. Coming from Czechoslovakia. Should be on with us tomorrow. But he says, as I see, not enough after Earth Summit 92. In other words, not enough implementation has been going on. And he says at the beginning, there are quite a few reasons to consider the Rio Plus 5 forum. That's 5 years after 92, the Agenda 21. To be both very important and necessary, having made a lot of contacts and made or being engaged in discussions for the last 2 days, I am fully aware of the fact that we all have been brought here by the same concern about the present and future, both of our planet and humankind. And what are they talking about, ultimately, about this? The Hegelian dialectic? We'll be back to continue the broadcast. Stay with us. Welcome back to the broadcast. Many of you are very, very awake and aware, very intelligent. There's not much we can tell you that you don't already know. But I agree with John. Numbers. Sheer numbers. Numbers on the inside waking up. We don't know how these people on the inside are understanding the big picture in place, how they're going to be part of the problem ultimately in the end, too. According to certain sources, the Chinese military are having problems in their rank and file. This is according to AFP, as I have this article here. Chinese communists experience massive defections from ranks. Well, that's what's needed, listeners. The Russian military has to say, no, we're not going to do this anymore. Our military has to say, what are we killing civilians for? Why are we doing this? What is the point? Well, when everybody realizes that there's a population reduction agenda, that let's give a real conservative figure, 75% of the population is supposed to be eliminated. Don't you think that's going to anger a lot of people on the inside that are getting their paychecks to sustain the New World Order? Here we see from the Earth Charter, Rio Plus 5, from Mikhail Gorbachev, President Mikhail Gorbachev, President Mikhail Gorbachev. We all feel now that Agenda 21's ecology goals must move into what we call sustainable development. It is high time to progress to real action. Moreover, I am convinced that we are shamefully behind schedule. Life severely punishes us for this lack of speed, courage, and insights. He goes on saying, speaking from Rio de Janeiro, this beautiful city, we, representatives from many countries, people who have access to a wider range of ecological knowledge and information than others, we have to tell to all the people of the world, all the governments, business people, that our hopes for Rio 92, UN Summit on Environment and Development, have yet not come true. We do not know whether all of you will support me, but I would only like to express this conclusion as my own assessment, as well that of the international organization Green Cross. And bear with me, this is very small printing, and I can't see it very well. This assessment is a cause for great concern. Both the time and the present ecological situation make us to undertake resolute actions. In spite of the fact that the Rio 92 Declaration was a unique and momentous event, this declaration has expressed only that it could at that period. It was not enough from the conceptual point of view, as it remained an anthropocentric position. This is its main and serious drawback. We cannot afford to overlook ecological problems, to try to pretend that nothing really is going on. And what is going on, listeners? Wars, weather modification, environmental modification, HAARP. What is going on? Drought inducement? Rewilding America? Rewilding the world? What is going on, Mikhail Gorbachev? Here's another individual that needs truth serum in front of a live camera, in front of the entire audience of America and the world. There's a group of people that need to have the truth serum given to them to regurgitate their secrets to the world. Then we get to the bottom of the situation, listeners. But this information about Chinese communists experiencing massive defections from ranks is encouraging. Federal grand jury digging deep into Bush crimes is encouraging. Minuteman volunteers ready troops. Encouraging. But ultimately, Agenda 21 is being crammed down our throats and we don't even know it. Many people are frustrated by their listening and the fact that they can't get active. Well, you need to search out in your phone book where your city council meetings are and attend your city council meetings to see what they're working on. And you'll have a battle in many respects. But most people in this country implementing these local government directions have absolutely no clue that we are the UN system in America, that every country is embroiled in the UN system, that the State Department implements the U.S. mission to the United Nations, and they're all over the world, and yet our borders are open for all intents and purposes. So, obviously, there's a scenario going on. Most of you realize this. And so, what do? You've got to get active in your local communities and support this network and support other networks that you think need to be supported. And if you can't support it that way, well, you'll have to get in hold of somebody that can. And I know it's hard for people to wake up other people, especially family members. You just have to leave it alone. But here we see gas prices soar. That is a very deep concern to everyone. If you connect that to the WTO and the UN system and NAFTA, GATT, WTO, people, you have opportunities here. We'll be back to continue the broadcast. 800-313-9443. Listen to this. In mid-1994, the United Nations was running 17 peacekeeping or peace enforcement operations around the world. More than 70,000 soldiers were involved, and the cost of peacekeeping in 1993 was estimated at $3.2 billion. The peacekeeping budget of the United Nations showed a deficit of $1.6 billion in October 1994. Although peacekeeping expenditures have risen, an authoritative report on UN finances in 1993 reckoned that for every $1,000 that member states spent on their own armed forces, they only spent $1.40 on average on peacekeeping. The demands on the United Nations to undertake peacekeeping and peace enforcement operations are steadily increasing. Why is that, listeners? Wars, weather modification, environmental modification, HAARP, etc. Several operations in Namibia, in El Salvador, in Cambodia, in the Golan Heights have been among the success stories of the United Nations. The UN's capacity to mount peacekeeping operations as well as all forms of early preventive action is of the most fundamental importance to the future of our global neighborhood. But the UN has not been given the resources needed to do the job, far from it. Anyway, there's more to this coming from, once again, our global neighborhood. We're the ones doing this engineering. Our military is doing it. Our military is being conscripted into the U.N. system. The coalition is the U.N. system in the Middle East. The Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. governor of the IMF of the U.N. system. This is what you have to tell people. You have to direct them to the website and show them what's going on. Here it is in black and white and color. It's all there. The fact that communism is a conspiracy to overthrow this government in the U.S. code, it's there. Communist Party USA alive and well. Communitarianism and the Anti-Communitarian League, who need funding as well. They need your help, the Anti-Communitarian League. We're all in a fight because we don't have the foundations to support us. We don't have tax-exempt foundations to support us, listeners. And the bills keep coming. So organization is very, very important. And those that want to get out in the street and go fight it out have no concept of organization. No concept at all. And you're going to be vilified by the press as conspiracy kooks. And the people out there are going to buy it. They're going to buy the fact that you're idiots. Just like many of us bought what happened at Waco. And what did our government do? Tanks went after civilians in our country, burned them down to the ground, tortured them for 51 days, I believe. The militia is distinctly different from the National Guard. The United States Code states in 10 U.S.C. 311A that, quote, the militia of the United States consists of all able-bodied males at least 17 years of age, end quote. You're not being told that anymore. We have a global system in place, been there since 1942 and before. And yet we gladly went off and fought that war, and we killed Japs, and we killed Nazis. But the whole point is communism flourished during the Second World War. Communism is flourishing today. The Soviet Union was built up. We were on the wrong side, listeners. I've got it right here, and I'll take you in a minute, John. I've got it right here. I've saved it, and I put it in a special place. And there's other things here that are very, very important, too. But let's deal with this one. German-Japanese agreement and supplementary protocol signed in Berlin, November 25, 1936. Believing that the toleration of interference by the Communistic International in the internal affairs of nations not only endangers their internal peace and social welfare, but threatens the general peace of the world. Desiring to cooperate for defense against communistic disintegration, we have agreed as follows. And keep in mind, this is the German-Japanese agreement and supplementary protocol signed in Berlin, November 25, 1936. Article 1, the high contracting states agree that they will mutually keep each other informed concerning the activities of the Communistic International, will confer upon the necessary measures of defense, and will carry out such measures to close or in close cooperation. Article 2, the high contracting states will jointly invite third states whose internal peace is menaced by the disintegrating work of the Communistic International to adopt defensive measures in the spirit of present agreement or to participate in the present agreement. Article 3, the Japanese and German text are each valid as the original text of this agreement. The agreement shall come into force on the day of its signature and shall remain in force for the term of 5 years. The high contracting states will, in a reasonable time before the expiration of said term, come to an understanding upon the further manner of their cooperation. In witness thereof, duly authorized by the respective governments, have affixed hereto their seals and signatures. Done in duplicate in Berlin, November 25th, 11th year of Showa, they say, of course, corresponding in November 25th, 1936. So what did the Germans and the Japanese do? They signed a pact to fight international communism, listeners. But on the History Channel on Sunday night, I'm watching, and they're fighting together to dominate the world. Germany and Japan wanted to take over the world, according to the History Channel. How ludicrous is that when you have the documentation? And where did this come from? The Avalon Project at Yale Law School. The UN system formed on January 1st, 1942. That comes from the same source. A joint declaration by the United States and the United Kingdom, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, China, Australia, Belgium, Canada, Costa Rica, etc. Having subscribed to the common program of purpose and principles embodied in the joint declaration of the President of the United States of America and the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom of Britain. Well, shoot. What is my point? All this was formed a long time ago to come up to where Larry sends this, where they need to eliminate the population. And we'll get it up on the site. Hopefully tonight I'll be able to talk to Darren. The Worldwide Fund for Nature, what are they saying? It's all very interesting. Therefore, the following policy must be implemented. The Security Council of the UN, led by the Anglo-Saxon major nation powers, will decree that henceforth the Security Council will inform all nations that its sufferance on population has ended, that all nations have quotas for population reduction on a yearly basis, which will be enforced by the Security Council by selective or total embargo of credit, items of trade, including food and medicine, or by military force when required. So there we are today. The Security Council, the UN system in charge. Russia, China, communist countries. John in New York, welcome to the broadcast.
Hello?
John in Dallas, welcome to the broadcast.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir. I wanted to tell you that tomorrow is an auspicious day for something to happen, according to numerology. That's when one of your other callers had insinuated something.
Yes.
And tomorrow will, if you add all the numbers together, it becomes a 7-7, just like the 7 was. 7-7 was earlier, so it has a parallel or an echo of the earlier date.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's an auspicious date for something to happen. And then another thing I wanted to ask you about, I heard you invoke the name of William Pabst yesterday.
Yes.
I wonder what's happened to him. Do you know?
Nobody knows what happened to William Pabst.
He went to Mexico last I heard. He had taken refuge there, at least that's what I heard. I saw him speak in Dallas in the 70s when he was raising a bunch of the issues that he raised about...
Oh, really?
Concentration camps are being built and things like that.
Yes.
He talked about Executive Order 11490 quite extensively, showed how people would be taken to mail centers and registered and this, that, and the other. And he put on a really great presentation. I thought he was a pretty good guy.
Yes, I'm sure he was.
And I hate to see him have departed because he had a lot of good information.
He had a lot of guts.
Yes,
to go against the federal government and sue them for the concentration camp program.
I'm sure I saw federal agents there observing him, too. I saw people dressed in suits that looked kind of out of place whenever he had public meetings, and I watched them, and they didn't look like they were, you know, comfortable in the surrounding or something like that.
Well, it's very interesting that you saw him speak. That's a precious time for you.
Oh, yeah, and I have tape recordings of him. He appeared on local radio, too. I still have the tapes of that.
You do?
Yes, sir.
Why don't we get a hold of them and play them?
Well, I'll try to find them. They're kind of old, and they're on cassette, and they'll be, you know, like second generation or something like that. But
well, listen, any time we can hear William Pabst in any kind of measure at all would be a benefit for all.
All right. Well, if you'll give me some time, I'll try to get that to you, and
okay,
we'll see what we can do. Also, I wanted to ask you about Agenda 21. Now, I'm not familiar with this. I've heard you mention it, and I can't listen to you all the time, but I did hear you mention it yesterday and today, and I'm going to hang up. And
I take it you don't have a computer.
I do, but I...
You do?
Right. Well, I go to the library and use the computer access there.
Well, see if you can get to my website.
Okay, and ChrisGarner.com or something like
it's
that?
The best way for you to find out about Agenda 21 is go to StopAgenda21.com.
StopAgenda21.com.
Once again, StopAgenda21.com.
All right.
And this is to get to my Agenda 21 section that Darren created for us, and that'll take you right there. And then you can go to the home page from there.
Okay.
And once again, StopAgenda21.com is the best way to find out about Agenda 21.
All right. And I want to tell you, there was a guy, the talk show host who was interviewing Mr. Pabst, was named Dan Cutrer, and he was a lawyer here in Texas. You might try to get a hold of him. He might be able to provide you with some tapes or information about that.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I'll do what I can for you, and I'll talk to you later.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, partner.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Everything's important, listeners. You don't have any no reason to be shy about this. There's all sorts of problems today, and there's all sorts of sources of problems. I have the documentation here about the William Pabst lawsuit. I'm looking at the notebook right here. Karen Lee Bixman received it from someone, or she found it herself. Karen Lee Bixman is very, very needed at this point in time, but she quit. And I understand her frustration. I understand her frustration. I do. But, you know, I have to keep going if I'm allowed to keep going. I just can't afford to do this on my own financially. I just can't. I've done it before. And I can't talk about it because I'm on that network. So it's ironic that I'm still here. But you can support the show, and it's very important to send your donations. Make sure they know that you're supporting this show. Send those donations to RBN and make the check out to CSIN. And you send those donations to 1015 South Mays, 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, 78664. So if you want to call in, 800-313-9443. I have directions. I always have directions, but I get sidetracked so easily. And, you know, Darren's doing his thing. Dennis is doing his thing. And it's so important to connect dots. And I'm trying to find now what really got me to wake up about this whole Agenda 21. As I'm looking for that, let's take Richard in Nebraska. Richard, welcome.
Good afternoon. I heard what you were talking about World War II in perspective, and I wanted to put it in perspective that almost virtually we're saying the same thing about our involvement in World War I as well.
Yes.
Because, you know, they said World War I started over the assassination of that Archduke Ferdinand, I believe it was. And then when he fled over, the assassins fled over to the other country or something, then the other country wouldn't give them up, these assassins up. So they, but they appealed for what you call help from nations, and then like Germany and the others that went to their assistance in not giving those guys up and all, and then the other, we got on the other side.
Yeah, so, we got the sinking of the Lusitania.
Yeah.
And certainly that was engineered. And, you know, the Germans tried to publicize an ad in all the papers in the country to tell the people of America not to sail on the Lusitania. It's a ship of war. They're going to be bringing supplies over here. We're going to sink it. And it was only published in one publication, the Des Moines Register, according to G. Edward Griffin in his book, The Creature from Jekyll Island.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, here we are in this scenario today with all these poor all over the world, and we're supposed to feel sorry for the poor. Well, who's engineering all the poor? And there's where the problem lies.
I believe what you call, wouldn't it be the United Nations in perspective?
The State Department, UN system. Here I have from the State Department report on global anti-Semitism, dated July 1st, 2003 through December 15th, 2004, submitted by the Department of State to the Committee on Foreign Relations and the Committee on International Relations in accordance with, you know, a certain section of Public Law 108332. Anti-Semitism, they say, has plagued the world for centuries. Well, who's engineering this? And where's the State Department coming from when they do this? And what is Zionism?
I know it gets you tongue-tied.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a website that we haven't put on our site, but it's ZOA.org, the Zionist Organization of America.org, ZOA.org, I believe it is. People can find out for themselves about this. And so when you try and connect all these dots, it becomes confusing. So, and then we're blaming when we should be reacting and implementing our direction for stopping it. You want to stay over?
Okay.
All right, we'll be back. Stay with us. 800-313-9443. We have much here. Local Agenda 21 survey. That's what got me started. It was in 1997, people. Stay with us. Welcome back to the broadcast. So we've had this Cobden Club's document. We see here by 1996, most local authorities in each country should have undertaken a consultative process with their populations and achieved a consensus on a local Agenda 21 for their community. The local Agenda 21 concept was formulated and launched by the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, ECLI, in 1991 as a framework for local governments worldwide to engage in implementing the outcomes of the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development, UNCED. ECLI, along with partner national, international, local government associations and organizations, LGOs, championed the local Agenda 21 concept during the 1991-92 UNCED preparatory process. These efforts led to the integration of the local Agenda 21 concept in the main outcome of UNCED Agenda 21. That's just the first paragraph, people, of pages and pages and pages of one document. I'm telling you, it's a monster. Today is Agenda 21. It's the monster. And nobody knows about it. Why do you think that is? Anyway, Richard, welcome back.
Also, I wanted to bring up a point, too, when you were talking about Agenda 21.
Mm-hmm.
I'm aware of it, too, and I try and inform people, and they think you're a
conspiracy kook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And even though you know you're right, they just, it's hard trying, it's like trying to chisel granite with a,
with a 2x4. Chisel granite with a 2x4.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I understand.
That's what's so frustrating.
I understand totally. I do understand. And the only hope is to increase the volume of listeners on this network to get these people to understand that they're starting to be part of the majority that are waking up instead of the minority that are waking up. And you know, once people realize what's happening, they have no choice but to wake up further and further and further and tune into this network and other networks because they understand, especially those with family and children. And those are the ones that should be wide awake right now because of the schools and the way they're being used as transmission belts to indoctrinate and brainwash. And here I see in the Oklahoman here, Richard, school costs don't add up, group says.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
And I haven't read the article yet, but it's dated August 11th. But, you know, tuition's costing a fortune. And it says, let me see here. The Oklahoma Council of Public Affairs says more than $11,250 is spent every year to educate a public school student. $11,250 a year for one student.
But I'm willing to bet they don't get the same type of education as, say, our grandparents or great-grandparents got.
There you go. Yeah.
That's the only trouble with that.
Yep. Our grandparents, great-grandparents, you know, the Charlotte Isabeen and her deliberate dumbing down book certainly chronicles the dumbing down process starting in the 1930s.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say I listen to your program every day, and I appreciate all the information and everything you're talking about.
Thank you, Richard. Appreciate your call. Bye-bye. So we'll do some more of this on the next hour in Obstacles to local Agenda 21 planning is a section here, as I scrolled a little more than halfway down this document. In counterpoint to forces that are facilitating the spread of local Agenda 21 planning, both the National Regional Survey and the Local Government Survey asked respondents to identify obstacles to starting or implementing a local Agenda 21 process. Obstacles in implementing a local Agenda 21 process. I'm an obstacle. You're an obstacle that are awake and concerned. Rewilding America. Bridges for Wildlife. All being implemented today. It's going to be like us in the cages, the animals looking in at us in our sustainable communities.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.